everyone, welcome to A Plus English. I am Mike.
I am Betty.
And we are back here with day two of our look at how to make the chickens happier, our eggs just as tasty, or even actually a little healthier.
Right.
I've heard people say that. By getting the chickens on chicken farms out of those little cages. Battery farming or battery cage farming where chickens are locked up, can't move, can't turn around, and are basically prisoners in a chicken jail. And that's how 85% of the eggs that we eat and buy and enjoy in Taiwan come from unhappy chickens. So we'd like to have more free-range chickens, where chickens basically can wander around, cluck, 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 eat seed off the ground and do whatever they want, try to fly, because they can't, you know. But we should give them the chance, right? So we would like to do this, but it's often down to us, the consumers, buying the chickens, making sure that we know where the chicken eggs come from, and make sure that the chickens who make the eggs are as happy as possible. So here's our warm-up question when we're talking about decisions that you make when you're choosing things at the store. What do you usually consider when you buy something? It could be eggs, or it could be anything, really.
Of course, I look at their prices.
The price? Uh-huh. Okay. Is that the first thing you look at?
Yeah, usually.
Generally?
Usually.
Okay.
And then the quality.
The quality.
Sometimes I think about, okay, the price is low, but what if the quality is bad?
If I buy this shirt that's cheap, but it falls apart in 3 months,
right,
that's not really worth the money.
And then for food, mm-hmm, I think ingredients
are also
quite important.
Pre-made food, packaged food.
Right, I try to look at the ingredients, but sometimes I look at the ingredients and I see the ingredients.
There's a lot of chemical words in there I don't understand.
Yeah, and I just go microwave the food and then it's done.
Yeah, often that microwavable food is not necessarily super natural. And good for you. Okay, what about you guys? Do you make decisions based on some of those things, maybe other things? I think for me, price is important, but often I won't buy it unless I need it. So, I kind of need that thing, you know. The other thing I've noticed in Taiwan is sometimes if I have favorite things at the supermarket, I might buy two or three of them.
Because
sometimes you can't find those things for a while after, often things that come from other countries.
There's many items.
Yeah, or if it's on sale, I might buy a few extra.
Right, that's
right,
true.
To save money in the future. But yeah, if you need it, you often buy it. And you do need eggs if you eat them, but it might be worth just spending a little bit more to make yourself feel good because the chickens that made the eggs were happy. And that's what we're going to talk about in our article.
那我们昨天呢就知道说鸡的饲养方式有很多不同种的方式嘛。那接下来下一步该怎么做呢？还有教考的同学怎么用英文说，诶，你可不可以跟我说下一步该怎么做呢？如果我知道这两种鸡呢产出来的蛋可能不一样的话。 Okay, let's find out in the article.
Sounds good.
Happy hens, better eggs. Choosing cage-free eggs.
Some supermarkets in Taiwan are setting up sections for cage-free eggs. This makes it easier for customers to buy them. For example, since 2025, Carrefour has sold only cage-free eggs in some of its supermarkets. What's more, Carrefour donates part of the proceeds from these eggs. The money supports animal welfare organizations.
Okay, so now we know about cage farming, battery cage or battery farming where the chickens are locked up. We also know about cage-free or free-range chickens that are not locked up. And we know that 85% of the eggs in Taiwan come from the locked-up chickens, but there are eggs that you can buy from the happy-free chickens. So how do you identify them? Well, the article tells us some really good information. Some supermarkets in Taiwan are setting up sections for cage-free eggs.
Oh, that's nice. Have you seen those sections?
I don't know if I've seen this. I mean, the supermarket I go to is a little bit smaller.
Oh, okay.
So maybe it's one of the bigger ones, right? But I know, like, if you go and look in the milk fridge, they'll have the milk here.
And
they might have almond milk or oat milk or, you know, other types of non-cow milk in another area, just so you don't get confused. So, you can look for it, or if they don't have it, maybe you can ask for it. You know, hi, yeah. Can I talk to the manager of the supermarket? Hi, sir. Hi, madam. Where is your cage-free egg section? And they might go, we don't have one. And then maybe in a week or two, they might have one.
Right.
So there you go. It's probably not too hard to set up as long as they have a bit of extra space and they want to do that to make it easy for you and me to find those cage-free eggs.
没错，他就说，诶，同学知道吗？有一些这种超市啊，在台湾的哦，他们现在呢有一个就是 section 一个区域呢是专门放就是非笼饲鸡所产出的蛋的。同学有看过吗？那这个 setup 就是建立设立的意思。All right, so yeah, how does it help?
Well, it helps by, as it says, this makes it easier for customers to buy them. You don't have
Definitely.
To search through all of the eggs and read each box or whatever.
Uh-huh.
You can just say, hey, I know these are the cage-free eggs. I'll choose from among those because I don't want those other kinds. Nice and simple.
And sometimes I think customers don't buy cage-free eggs. Like, it's because they can't find mm-hmm. where they are
sure.
because there are so many items.
Yeah, and you don't want to spend half an hour doing research on your eggs.
Uh-huh.
You want to buy them and go home and make an omelet, right? You want to use the eggs. So I understand that people might just say, forget it. I'll buy these ones. but yes, if you do a little research or ask a few questions, it might be much easier to find than you thought.
Yeah, and it seems like we have an example here, right, Mike?
We do. It says, for example, since 2025, Carrefour, Jellifou, has sold only cage-free eggs in some of its supermarkets. That answers my question, Betty. You said, do I buy them? I said, the supermarket I shop at is quite small, it's a Carrefour.
So
they're all cage-free eggs. I didn't know that.
Oh.
So yes, I do buy cage-free eggs because I buy most of my eggs there.
So you do go to Carrefour.
It's near my house, on the way home.
So you are unknowingly doing something good to the hens already.
And I try to buy the slightly more expensive ones if I can afford it because I figure they're from happier chickens too.
Now
you just look like a nice person. I was doing the right thing and I didn't even know it.
Right. 怎么会这么巧呢？因为 Mike 就说他都在家乐福买，然后他这里就讲了一个例子，他就说从2025年开始，就是说，其实不久前哦开始，家乐福呢，他现在呢。有卖这种没有笼饲的鸡的蛋哦，所以说呢，大家如果去家乐福买的话，就是一定是对鸡的福利比较有保障的那些蛋。
Mm-hmm. And if you do spend a little bit more, if you have the money, that's a great thing to do. You'll be very confident that the chickens were happy. And here's something even more special. What's more, or in addition, or plus, Carrefour donates part of the proceeds from these eggs. So
that's
some of that
nice.
Extra money that I'm spending is actually not going to the farmer. It's going to, I don't know who it's going to, but it's going to people.
It's not going to Carrefour, but
it's going to people, either the farmers or animal rights people who are trying to help the chickens as much as possible.
That's quite meaningful, actually. Yeah, 他就说呢，不止这样咯，家乐福不止只卖这种比较健康的，或者是比较有注重到动物福利的蛋哦，他其实呢还会把他做的有一些营收呢，收益的一部分呢，把它捐出去。所以同学呢，这个部分的话就是有回馈的感觉啦。
So yes, right here we discover where that money goes. The money supports animal welfare organizations. So not just for chickens, but for other animals, farm animals, and maybe also street dogs and things like that. But basically these charities, these groups who work to help out animals in Taiwan, in society. And a lot of these organizations, they're not rich.
Right.
So they can use that extra money to do good things and I get nice, happy eggs. That's a win-win. That's what we call a win-win situation.
And you're unknowingly helping the hens and also
there you go.
Animal welfare organizations.
I'm also getting eggs.
Oh, nicest person of the year.
No, I'm happy to have tasty eggs.
Yeah.
That's it.
好，那同学们来看第一个单词 section， 它是名词区域部分的意思。那比如说呢 ，please sit in the student section of the auditorium。如果是学生的话，请坐在礼堂的学生区哦。那这个 section 也可以指书哦的一部分啊，哈，里面的文件中的某一个部分。所以说，实际的空间或者是书都可以。那我们来看单字例句哦。At the bookstore, Stacy goes to the language section to buy a dictionary。哇 ，Stacy 到书店里的语言类书。 书去要购买字典，很认真的这个同学。
At other stores, to recognize cage-free eggs, look for the code stamped on them. The last letter indicates how the hens were raised. O, F, or B means the hens can move freely. On the other hand, E or C means hens are kept in cages. Now you know how to select eggs next time.
Okay, so if a Carrefour, if a Jellifoo supermarket is convenient for you, that's great. You can buy all the eggs there. No, they're all
right.
from cage-free chickens. But what about at other places? It says at other stores, to recognize cage-free eggs, look for the code stamped on them.
Oh.
So there's actually a code system. I don't know if it's on the eggs or on the box or maybe both.
Uh-huh.
The good thing is with most eggs, I think you can open the box to make sure that none are broken. And sometimes you do actually see like little computer writing printed on the egg. So just look for a code. We'll explain it in a moment. But this is basically your clue for where the eggs came from and how the chickens were treated. It will be right there stamped on the eggs and probably also on the box somewhere.
他就说呢，诶，在以其他的，如果你不是到家乐福呢，你可以去看一下，就是那个飞笼式的鸡上面呢，应该呢都会有一些印记哦，他们会盖上一些标签啊或符号这样。那现在我们就来教你咯。Okay, so how does the system work?
Well, like a lot of things, it's probably designed for computers and stuff, so there'll be a lot of numbers and letters and symbols there. But you can ignore most of them. It says the last letter, so it'll be 7532KLJAB,the B at the end, the last letter, indicates how the hens were raised.
Okay.
That's the code that you need to understand that tells you what kind of farm the chickens came from or how they were raised.
Okay, so it's kind of straightforward, just the last letter,
just
not the
whole
thing.
Just the last letter, and we'll explain what the letters mean in a second.
他就说呢，这个我们在看到一个编码呢，我们只要看最后一个字母就好，不是整串哦，最后一个就好了。他就可以跟你说这个鸡到底是怎么饲养的。Okay, so
tell me. All right, so the happiest letters you can see are O, F, or B. One of those three letters. O, F, or B. What do they mean? Means the hens can move freely. I'm not sure in Taiwan. I think I read somewhere that F, think of F as being free. The chickens are free. But I'm not sure about the other ones. It just basically means how much space they have. But all of the O, F, or B chicken eggs came from chickens that were not locked up in cages.
Yeah, so you probably need to remember the letters.
Just O, F, or B.
Yeah, O, F, and B.
Yeah.
Okay, 好，所以他就说上面有写 O, F, 或 B 的呢，就代表说呢，这个鸡呢，它在饲养中，它是可以自由的活动的，比较快乐的。
Okay, so on the other hand, it says E or C. Ooh, boo. This means hens are kept in cages. Okay, so those are the ones with that more traditional cage style or battery style of farming. And if you, you know, have the money and you want to help the chickens out, those are the letters to try to avoid.
Right. 那他就讲到很重要，朋友不要背错，因为有些字母就相连的 B 跟 C 啊，这样。他说呢 ，E 跟 C 这两个字母就代表说呢是笼式的传统的这种饲养方式的这个鸡蛋。All right.
So there you go. As they say, knowledge is power.
Right.
Knowledge is power. So now you know how to select eggs next time if you want to be a good friend of those chickens.
And spread the words. Usually, yeah, let your mom know how, like, the system works.
That would be great.
Yeah. yeah. 那这里呢我们要跟同学讲一个暖身解答。刚有问大家说诶我不知道接下来该怎么做那你在英文要怎么说呢诶其实哦英文呢你可以来做一个子句哦。通常呢就是你可以把这个比如说 what, where, how, when, who, whether, 知道这些疑问词后面加一个 to, 再加动词原形就可以形成一个小小的这个名词片语。比如说 can you tell me what to do next? 那你能告诉我接下来怎么办吗或者是呢他还没有决定要选哪一个 She hasn't decided which one to choose, 或者是 which to choose.
Well, she should definitely choose O, F, or B.
Right.
If we're talking about eggs. Let your friends know, let your mom know, your dad, your friends, anyone who is doing some shopping. Hey, if you feel like it, even let the cook at your favorite restaurant know that you would prefer to have those happy eggs in your next meal.
好的同学们来看单词哦 recognize 一个比较难但很重要的单词就是认出辨识的意思动词比如说呢 I almost didn't recognize you with your new haircut. 你换了新发型诶我差点没有认出来哦。所以 recognize somebody 就是诶认得出来某人哦。recognize a face, recognize someone's voice, 认得出他的脸他的声音。我们来看单字例句。The dog barked happily when it recognized its owner on the street. 哇狗狗呢在街上认出主人的时候高兴的汪汪叫。Indicate 是一个动词显示表明的意思。比如说呢 ,the results indicate the more students prefer studying online. 诶结果就显示说啊现在更多的学生偏好线上学习 ,indicate 是一个比较正式的字同学要用的时候呢要小心它的场合哦。好我们来看单字例句哦。Be careful, the red light indicates the oven is still on and hot. 诶小心诶那个烤箱亮红灯代表说它还在运作而且很烫不要烫到手啦。Select, 动词挑选选择。You can select your favorite dish from the menu. 诶你可以自己从菜单中挑你自己喜欢的餐点点。那 select 当然也是比诶一般我们讲的 choose 还要正式一点点。好那我们来看单字例句哦。Julianne carefully selected a can of cat food from the shelf. However, her cat didn't like it. 她就是这个 Julianne, 她呢很精心的从货架上挑了一罐猫屎哦但她的猫呢不喜欢。太可惜了。
All right, we have a couple of interesting discussion questions that you guys can use to have a little conversation about this topic. The first one, would you recommend cage-free eggs to your family or friends? You were telling them, you explained the system.
Absolutely.
That would be nice and easy. Absolutely, yeah, I would too. I mean, as we said, knowledge is power. I would convince them. How would you convince them to do it?
I think I would just give my mom extra money if money is the problem.
That's a good way.
Yeah, because I guess it's not too expensive and
okay.
I can afford it. So if I'm making the choice, I guess I'll be paying for the bill. That makes sense, right?
That could make sense. I think if they serve you eggs that came from an unhappy chicken, I would just cry for the whole meal.just ruin the meal by making lots of noise.
That's a very good
crying,
idea.
Carrying on like a big baby. And then, of course, they're going to have to change.
Smartest idea
I'm
that
I've heard. I'm going to cry all day, every day during breakfast. maybe not. I think just tell people and say, hey, this is a nice thing to do. And it might cost you 5 NT more. But hey, happy chickens, you'll feel better about yourself.
Right.
So that's good. What other, this is an interesting one, what otheranimal products could benefit from a similar code.
Okay, a similar system. I think it could be really anything from animal, like milk.
Milk is another good one, yes.
Yeah, and then beef.
Beef, okay.
Yeah, so I think these two are also common, like, foods that we have in our lives.
So, I don't know about in Taiwan if they have that with milk. I know that there are farms where the cows get, like, classical music played and they're very well treated.
Okay.
I think with beef, we kind of have that. It's called Wagyu.
Oh,
it's called like fancy Japanese beef. But they also raise cows like that in the same way in Australia.
Okay.
They massage them. They're given very happy lives.
And then kill them.
And then kill them to eat them. But yes, of course. But, you know.
I think the process is also humane.
Absolutely.
In a way.
There are definitely ways to do this. Even if we're eating the animals, there's ways to make sure that the animals have happier and healthier lives. And that often ends up with a much better product for us as well. It might cost a bit more, but I think a lot of the sacrifices are worth it just to feel good and have a good meal too.
Agree. 那同学想学更多实用的英文吗？欢迎加入 A Plus English 空中美语的粉丝团哦。我们下次见，拜拜。
Take care, everyone.